Is your appetite sometimes out of control? Are you unable to stop eating even when you're full? Download our new Intelligent Medicine video, Defensive Eating, Taming Your Addiction to Food. There's a physiological basis for food addiction. The food industry has gripped our brains using powerful food science. Find out what we can do about it. Go to drhoffman.com to download this important video. We will arm you with proven strategies to change your eating behavior forever. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots of time to answer your questions. We invite you to call us, 888-302-3684. You folks listening to us via WOR in New York City, lucky you, the Mets have won, but we've been granted a reprieve because the World Series isn't starting till next week. So clear sailing for today. You've got us live on the air. And you can call us, 888-302-3684. We're here to answer your questions. Among the stories that we're going to tackle this hour, we're going to talk about the benefits of weightlifting. Yeah, you know, a lot of people think that weightlifters are just muscle heads, but think again. We'll talk about a very big study appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine about a nutrient that can prevent skin cancer. Very exciting. 888-302-3684. Before we get to our stories and our phone calls, a very exciting week at the Hoffman Center. As usual, lots of interesting cases and just some resounding successes. And I must share this one with you. It's a woman who came to see me. She's in her 60s, and like many women, she was suffering from osteoporosis. She was told that she needed to go on medication, but knowing the side effects of osteoporosis drugs, she was reluctant to go on them. So this is a very common scenario at the Hoffman Center, women coming to me for a second opinion about whether they should go on osteoporosis drugs, and is there something I can do to avoid taking these medications, which have side effects, which if taken for too many years can increase the risk of what we call freaky fractures, fractures that occur at the slightest instigation, what are called pathological fractures because, well, they occur because not because bone is too thin, but because bone becomes too brittle with these medications, or osteonecrosis of the jaw, or esophageal cancer even has been associated with the taking of these medications. And I decided around a dozen years ago that I wasn't going to use these medications anymore, and I was going to explore natural means of supporting bone and returning patients with osteoporosis to osteopenia or normalizing their bone density. And we've discovered several, and the formula is a resounding success. And, you know, usually when I see patients, the vast majority of them show improvements, not improvements on the order of perhaps 5-10% in bone density after they come back after 2 years. But this woman this week took the cake, and she was just delighted. She came in smiling because she'd already seen the results. Over a 30% increase in her lumbar spine bone density. She went from pretty profound osteoporosis to mere osteopenia. A 20-plus percentage improvement in her hip bone density, and all with the stuff that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine. Plus, you know, there are many other things that are helpful. Adjusting hormones, taking a little bit of DHEA can be helpful. We now talk about the Meridine Live MD plate that you can stand on that also enhances bone density in a natural way. And there is, I have to say, there are some cases where when it's too little too late, they've got already, they're severely bent over, they've got painful fractures, perhaps they're too far gone to respond to nutritional therapy. But I would say that's maybe 1 or 2% of the women that we see at the Hoffman Center. The vast majority respond beautifully, and we have a patient who's delighted. And, you know, and it was, you know, a little bit of a leap of faith that she came to the Hoffman Center to attempt to avoid medication. We made a deal. We said, look, you know, if you don't see significant improvement in your bone density, yes, medication may be an option for you. And I always make that deal with patients. But the vast majority of patients do not require that extreme measure. 888-302-3684. Let's talk to Paul in Jackson, New Jersey. How you doing, Paul? Okay, how about let's talk to Paul. How you doing, Paul?
Yeah, I have a kidney stone.
Paul, you're talking on a speakerphone or something. You got to get right to the receiver.
Am I? You all right now?
Now we're good.
Yeah, I have a kidney stone. It's never bothered me.
Yeah.
But they picked it up because they were doing something else on an x-ray. And what could dissolve it?
Okay, well, once you have a kidney stone, there's not a lot you can do to dissolve it. You know, it's like, you would think that there'd be something like liquid Drano or something that could make it go away. But unfortunately, neither in prescription medication nor in supplements is there something that makes large existing stones dissolve. But there are some means of preventing stones from getting worse or recurring. And among the supplements that are most helpful, magnesium citrate is something that I use. Generally, I have patients take a couple of those a day. And vitamin B6 is particularly helpful. And then there's some dietary suggestions. You don't want to take tons of calcium. And you also want to avoid foods rich in oxalates, which are the main cause of stones. I presume, 85% of stones are calcium oxalate stones. The 15% or, fewer are uric acid stones. So in that case, we have to do a little bit of a different diet manipulation. Their uric acid stones might benefit from vitamin C, for example, which is not particularly beneficial for oxalate stones. But, get your stone analyzed, go to a nutritionally oriented physician, find out what the correct approach is for your type of stone. But, for the existing stones, you may have to have the stone removed surgically, or sometimes they can go in with a little bit of a pincer. They go in through the urethra and they grab the stone and pull it out. Or alternatively, through a little small incision in the back, or you can have a non-invasive treatment, which is a stone-smashing treatment called lithotripsy. That's from outside the body. It sounds like a pistol shot. It, through sonic waves, it breaks up the stones, and then maybe they give you a little bit of a sedative as you pass the stones or some kind of analgesic, because it can be painful passing the small fragments, and you get them out of your body. That's one of the ways that you can address that. Okay, let's talk to Robert in Westchester, New York. How you doing?
Yes, Dr. Hoffman. How you doing, sir? Good.
Good.
I'm very health conscious, but, as I've gotten older, I'm trying to keep up my mental acuity. Mom has Alzheimer's, and what it is I hear a lot about, brain activity mapping. It's a mapping of the brain. It's like a really high-duty EEG where they're able to really, they say, maybe pick up Alzheimer's 20 years prior and, if you had a lot of concussions, which I've had, And so I'm just wondering about your take about that. And also, I'm taking different smart nutrients, but I just would like to know which ones you think are the best for the brain.
Okay, well, look, there's certainly room for believing that smart nutrients can protect the brain from cognitive decline. And, there are a variety of them, ranging from, simple things like fish oil, to more fancy nutrients like vinpocetine, things with obscure names, or citicoline. Certainly phosphatidylserine can have benefits there. And some people take a whole slew of these things because, as aging baby boomers, many of us, we make our livings with our brains, and we're used to getting report cards, and we want to get some feedback, how are we doing? And one of the ways you can do that is through brain mapping. And brain mapping is one of those things that I think is promising. It hasn't quite arrived in terms of a perfected tool. The guy who really is taking the lead in this is Daniel Amen, who many of you have seen doing specials on PBS. And he can identify areas of the brain that are not performing up to snuff. And definitely brain looks different after a concussion than before. There's definitely like a brownout in the brain of someone who's had a concussion or multiple concussions, and sometimes that's temporary, and sometimes it lasts for a long time. And so the problem sometimes is when they link the image to some kind of prescriptive activity. For example, that if this part of the brain looks dull, then you need this or that or the other medication. And then you run the risk of medication side effects, perhaps unnecessarily, because the science isn't really perfected on this. But, you know, when it comes to nutrients, fine, they're harmless. The only thing that can harm is maybe your pocketbook by taking, hurting your supplement budget. But, I think there are a variety of things that can be helpful for the brain. But, that itself is an entire essay question. You know, we can go on for an entire program about the different supplements that are brain-enhancing nutrients. And, you're probably already taken some of the best ones. All right? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California. For maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And, all right, we got calls. We got calls from New York. We've got calls from Iowa. Let's talk to Augie in Rye, New York. Welcome. Hey, by the way, Augie, that's an interesting name. You know, I am reading a book that is named after you. It is The Adventures of Augie March by Saul Bellow. Are you familiar with that book?
I've heard of it. I haven't read that book, but I've heard of it.
It's a tough read, but it's one of the best novels ever in American literature. It's amazing.
I have to get that.
It's about a kid who grew up in Chicago. You're not from Chicago by any chance, are you?
No.
Okay.
Westchester.
It's an unusual name these days. Okay, so what's up, Augie?
Well, a super beast question.
Yeah.
How is that? I take finasteride 5 milligrams daily.
Okay.
Is there any effect there, one with the other?
Okay, so it's a good thing I went to med school because I know what finasteride is. Finasteride is also known as Proscar. And why are you taking it? You're taking it for prostate?
Enlarged prostate.
You know, some men are taking finasteride for their hair to keep their their hair from falling out. You got a nice head of hair?
I don't worry about my hair.
It's too far gone. Okay. So, no, there is no adverse reaction between finasteride and Superbeets or any kind of nitrate product. You know, Superbeets is a dietary nitrate. It dilates the blood vessels. But here's where, you know, you're actually kind of close. You know, there's smoke but no fire in your question. There is a potential interaction between Superbeets and the erectile dysfunction medications like Cialis, Levitra, Viagra. And I'm not saying that it's impossible to take both, but there is probably an additive effect if you take Super Beats and a phosphodiesterase inhibitor, one of these ED drugs, because both work on the nitric oxide principle. So 1 + 1 might equal 3. You get an additive effect. And if you have a potential for intolerance, like low blood pressure, feeling woozy, having vision problems, ringing in your ears, you know, weird side effects from an erectile dysfunction medication, it might not be a good idea to take the erectile dysfunction medication right after a big glass of Super Beats. That's where the problem could enter in. But the, Proscar is just simply a blocker of the so-called bad testosterone. DHT, dehydrotestosterone, is the testosterone that seems to be responsible for enlarging your prostate and also for making your hair fall out. So that's what Proscar does. It blocks that. But not a problem. You can go ahead.
I have an additional question, if I may.
Sure.
I gave that to my daughter, who's on hormone therapy.
By the way, don't give her the finasteride.
No.
You know that's verboten in women, especially in women of childbearing age. You know, if they're going to get pregnant, it's a big no-no.
No, she's beyond that.
Okay,
but,
great.
Yeah, but she's on hormone therapy because she had a mastectomy.
Okay, so that, yeah, okay, all right.
So I don't know, I'm just curious whether, because I gave her a
Yeah, she's on a hormone blocker, and the answer is, we could go through 300 drugs. And probably, 299 are fine to take with Super Beats. Super Beats is very safe to take even with most medications. I mean, if you've got a very serious health condition, you may want to consult your physician about whether you should take that. And the right physician, because the wrong physician will say, hey, don't take any of that junk. That's from the health food store, or that's from, mail order, and that's like, that's not real. But you want somebody who's nutritionally astute and who understands the interaction between medications and supplements. And, I'll tell you that there is virtually no reaction except potentially with, heart drugs that are nitrates like nitroglycerin these ED drugs. And there should be no problem. All right. All right. Here's an item that, I find this surprising. I actually find this surprising because with all the problems in medicine today and the reduced salaries that doctors are getting and all the trouble they're having with insurance companies getting reimbursement, and in addition, the huge debt that kids now have when they go to med school and they're saddled with debt in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Headline, survey, more people than ever want to be doctors. Enrollment is up 25% this year over 2002. More than 52,000 people applied to medical school in 2015. That's up more than 56% from 2002. I'm surprised. But yet, it is a field that still attracts the best and the brightest. And that is good news for America's healthcare system if we can ultimately afford to finance it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Huffman with you, and you can call us 888-302-3684. Hey, if you decide not to call us during the program, maybe it's not convenient, you don't want to appear on the air, you can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. And no, we won't answer all your questions in a written form, but we will use your questions as fodder for a popular weekday feature which is available via podcast called Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer your questions. So keep those questions coming. We've got lots of interesting topics. And when you listen to one of those hours, you're likely to find a question of relevance to you. You never know what's going to come up on our weekly Q&A with Layla. Radio program at AOL.com, the place to send those emails. All right, this item, a fascinating item, because this May, you know, I try to do topical articles in our newsletter, and I wrote an article about, I don't know, it was like 8 or 10 different natural products you can take for protecting yourself from skin cancer. And no, it's not stuff you slather on your skin. It's stuff that you take internally. There's actually things that can act as internal sunscreens. No, you can't be oblivious to the sun and just bake indiscriminately get a blistering sunburn. No, but you can reduce your risk of skin cancer. It's for real. This is no hype. There definitely is evidence that certain natural products protect you from skin cancer. This broadcast, you probably are going to be listening to it late in the season, but many of you are headed towards southern climes where you're going to get a lot of sun exposure, perhaps Mexico, the Caribbean, the southern hemisphere, taking a cruise. So these tips might be useful for you. So find that article at drhoffman.com. Just use our index and search for it. But in that article, I highlighted a new research that shows that a common B vitamin, niacinamide, or vitamin B3, amazingly, can protect against skin cancer. And, you know, this is initial research. We talked about it this spring. And now, lo and behold, I open my New England Journal of Medicine, and amidst, articles about malaria and knee replacement and treatment of advanced lung cancer, there's an article about using nicotinamide or vitamin B3 for skin cancer chemo prevention. Chemo prevention is a great word because we now use various drugs to prevent cardiovascular disease. We've got the statins, okay, big sellers. But we don't really have anything to protect ourselves from cancer. But here is a plausible nutrient that can reduce the risk of skin cancer. So this is of special interest to those of you who go to the dermatologist and they're scraping barnacles off you all the time. You know, they're freezing, they're burning, they're biopsying. And it gets tiresome. You know, you're having Mohs procedures and your face gets all chewed up. Consider this very simple protocol. 500 milligrams of nicotinamide. Remember, there are two types of vitamin B3. There's niacin, which causes flushing, and its chemical cousin, nicotinamide, which is also vitamin B3, but doesn't cause flushing. You want the nicotinamide, or sometimes referred to as niacinamide. 500 milligrams twice daily. Here's what happened. Participants were evaluated by dermatologists at three-month intervals for 18 months. At 12 months, the rate of new non-melanoma skin cancers was lower by 23% in the nicotinamide group than in the placebo group. They gave them a sugar pill. There was a reduced rate of both basal cell carcinomas and new squamous cell carcinomas. And when it came to actinic keratoses, which are precancers, 11% lower in the nicotinamide group after just 3 months, 14% lower at 6 months, 20% lower at 9 months. So very significant effect of niacinamide. Look, not 100% cancer preventive, nothing is, but for those of you at risk for skin cancer, this is important information, and share it with your loved ones because this could make a big difference. And oh, by the way, most of these studies, there's always, you know, at the end of the study, it says, well, what about the side effects? Well, were there side effects? According to the study, virtually no side effects of this chemo prevention strategy available, not from a pharmaceutical company, not via prescription, but at your local health food store. It's an easy strategy that you can implement. All right. Let's see what some of our callers have in mind. Let's talk to Mike in Iowa. How you doing? Thanks for listening, Mike.
Yes, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you. I'm 79 years old, and I have osteoporosis and diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got the thing that I'm calling you about is connected to the osteoporosis, I think.
Yes.
And that's scoliosis of the spine and stenosis.
Spinal stenosis. Okay, so I got to say that once you develop a high degree of spinal stenosis and scoliosis, you're going to have weakness in your legs and pain. And this is, I wish I could offer you something that's real simple and easy to do to reverse that narrowing of the column in which your spinal cord travels, because there's compression of the spinal cord that causes the nerve impulses to not travel properly to your lower extremities, and that can result in pain and weakness. And it's a big problem as people age. And I got to say that we really need to undertake preventive strategies for scoliosis and for spinal stenosis, because I think people don't realize that they have backs until their backs give them trouble. And I think prevention of back problems is really important, with stretching, with flexibility exercises, with core exercises, and also reducing inflammation. You know, when you have diabetes, you have a lot of inflammation. And consequently, you may have more bone loss and osteoporosis. Many diabetics are very low in vitamin D. So vitamin D, you know, might help both your diabetes and your osteoporosis. I'm not sure if it's going to alleviate your pain perfectly, but some studies show that vitamin D can take the edge off pain. But, you know, whenever we get a call about advanced spinal stenosis or scoliosis, I kind of feel bad, because I wish I'd talked to that person 20 or 30 years earlier, because that's the time where we might have identified factors. You know, rising blood sugar that causes inflammation, lack of critical nutrients, improper exercise, even obesity itself, overweight itself, can put stress on the spine and create this type of problem. So this is a good reason to work with a nutritionally oriented health professional, work with a chiropractor, make sure that you have good spinal health, because this is something that can come back to bite you, as it has Mike later in life, unfortunately. All right. Let's talk to Chris. Welcome. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Hello, Hoffman. Chris. Yes, I've opted at work not to take the flu shot. And now I'm being accused of being a kind of typhoid Mary that's going to give everyone the flu.
Wow, there's like a stigma attached with being a refusenik at your job, huh? What type of work do you do? You're not in the health field, are you?
No, I'm a gardener at a botanical garden.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, the plants usually don't catch the flu, so I'm not sure that you're putting everybody at high risk in that place.
I do have coworkers, and in my immediate environment, there's about 16 people that I do work with. So, and it's a small headquarters that we all eat lunch in and change our clothes. And so, I guess,
Chris, you don't work at the Bronx Botanical Gardens, do you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
That's a beautiful place. I love going up there. It's just delightful. And they recently did an exhibit up there, as you know, on botanical medicine. Which is wonderful, because they show all the plants that are the basis of herbal medicine, and even plants from which we've derived prescription medications. And that was just a wonderful, wonderful exhibit. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
It was, and they still have a lot of the placards that were made for the show, and they kept them around so you can see what the plants actually do with it as far as medicinally.
So let me share with you my opinion on this. I got to say, when it comes to religion, you divide the population into atheists and believers, and then somewhere in between are agnostics. And I got to say, when it comes to the flu shot, I'm not against it, but I'm not a huge proponent of it. I'm sort of an agnostic. I think you pays your money and you take your chances. either way, because, you know, unprotected, you can get the flu and it can be serious. Usually the flu is an opportunity for your immune system to react normally to a challenge, and it may ultimately strengthen your immune system. For people who are very sick, I mean, I recently recommended a flu shot for a patient of mine who has got terrible lungs. She barely moves any air. It's a miracle that she's able to come back to the office. She's very intrepid. But we've managed for 10 years to keep her stable. She's no worse than she was the first day she came to visit us, and I thought that, well, she didn't have much chance of surviving this long. But she's doing well. But I recommended that she get both the Pneumovax, the pneumonia shot, and the flu shot. And even though when she took the flu shot, she said she had a reaction. She felt a little breathless for a couple of days. So this is a little scary, but ultimately, hopefully, it conferred some benefit on her. I think there's some people who get really strong reactions. There's some people who just feel a little lousy or malaise from the flu. Other people, and, you know, I wish I had a buck for every person who said, yeah, I dutifully took the flu shot, but I came down 4-plus sick in spite of taking the flu shot, because the flu shot that year missed the mark in terms of protection. So what I recommend, and I'll be talking more about this as the so-called flu season progresses, is natural alternatives to the flu shot, or things that you can do to augment your immunity even if you take the flu shot. And most important is to make sure you have adequate vitamin D. Then you can take herbs to strengthen immunity. You can take echinacea. You can take astragalus. You can make sure you have adequate vitamin C and vitamin A and selenium and zinc. And all these kind of go into the equation of whether you're going to get sick. You could also consider transfer factor. Transfer factor enhances your natural killer cells, which fight viruses. We talked about that in hour one of this program. Also, something called AHCC or IMPOWER, I-M-M, power. These are supplements you can get at drhoffman.com. And if you take these things, I'm pretty sure that they add up to as much protection or even more than the flu shot will confer. I think we place all too much reliance on, quick fix shot when we could be doing other things to enhance our immunity, adequate sleep, reduce our intake of alcohol, reduce our intake of sugar. These are probably things that get people in more trouble than not getting the flu shot. And I'm not saying that, you know, people who lead a virtuous life and eat perfectly and take vitamins don't get sick, but getting sick is part of health. And the idea is not to be invulnerable. The idea is to be able to get sick and bounce back and have your body adjust properly to the germs of the environment. Because if you never get sick, your body's never going to learn to fight off invaders, and that'll leave you even more vulnerable to other types of problems, autoimmunity, cancer, and perhaps devastating infections later in life. So that's my take on it. Thanks very much for calling. Hey, you enjoy your work, because you're working in a beautiful place. I really love to go up there and, you know, look at that place in the different seasons, and I recommend it very highly to our listeners. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So, keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative to overall health and well-being. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking probiotics, the friendly bacteria that fight off the bad bugs that can cause digestive problems and break down your immune system. Dr. O'Hara's exclusive probiotic formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula that provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 20 years of scientific research and centuries-old wisdom, daily use of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will revolutionize your family healthcare strategy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. And for even more Intelligent Medicine, yeah, you can download our free podcast, but you can also follow me on Facebook, like Dr. Ronald Hoffman on Facebook, and you will be regaled with all the latest health news stories of the day. And follow that carefully, because just lots of information to share. Also, we've got a great video at drhoffman.com that you can sample. It's a lecture that I did on defensive eating, a webinar that is very, I think virtually everyone needs to see this, because it is an important tool for helping us to adhere to good diet. Defensive eating at drhoffman.com. All right, this item about weightlifting, and we tend to think of weightlifters as just muscle heads, and it turns out that lifting weights may not just be for dumb jocks. Lifting weights twice a week may aid the brain. This according to an article in the New York Times by Gretchen Reynolds. She's actually written a book on the science of fitness. And it turns out that a new experiment suggests that light resistance training, you don't have to lift, you know, massive weights, may slow the age-related shrinking of some parts of our brains. Why? Because exercise is a dynamic activity. It does actually involve brain power and coordination. And it turns out that just two bouts of light weight training per week can slow brain shrinkage. The study published this month in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society, and we'll place a link to that study on our website at drhoffman.com. By the way, that's a great resource for you, because after we do a show, we place resources for you on our website at drhoffman.com. So you can actually look behind the headlines and see what these actual studies are about. Parenthetically, another way that you can help to preserve a more youthful brain, the Mediterranean diet. A U.S. study suggests that a Mediterranean diet rich in fruits, vegetables, legumes, some whole grains, fish, and healthy fats may preserve a more youthful brain in old age. And specific substances like omega-3 fatty acids, the polyphenols found in fruits and vegetables, and olive oil may be the keys to a youthful brain. So exercise and diet, that covers about 60% of the territory when it comes to warding off dementia. Let's talk to David, who's in Wisconsin. How you doing, David?
Yeah, Dr. Hoffman. I take vitamin B6, 12, and D3, one a day vitamin, and then I'm on diltiazem and amiodarone.
So you got heart problems. You got some heart problems.
And I noticed that I'm losing quite a bit of hair.
Amiodarone is a nasty drug, and it can cause hair loss. I'm pretty sure it's that. Are you suffering from a heart arrhythmia, like an abnormal heart rhythm, and you're trying to control your heart?
I have a pacemaker.
You have a pacemaker. Okay, so amiodarone is it's an effective drug, but there are lots of side effects associated with that. Do you feel also kind of little malaise and, you know, not so energetic and a little like schloggy from that?
Well, what was the last word?
You're out there in Wisconsin. This is a word we use a lot in New York. Schloggy.
Okay. I've been checked for vertigo, and I'm still tired. And now my internal doctor has prescribed thyroid medication because I'm so tired.
Yeah, that's, by the way, that's another side effect of the amiodarone. Amiodarone will damage the thyroid. Okay, so look, I mean, you're an example of what's called polypharmacy. You got a medical condition for which you've taken one drug, and that drug's causing other problems, and now you have to take in additional drugs to address them. You know, it's, so you're a little bit of a, what we call a Gordian knot. You need some unraveling. perhaps some advice from a nutritionally oriented physician in your area. You know, if you can't come to New York, you know, which I don't expect you to, you know, go to acam.org. acam.org is a place where there's a directory of nutritionally oriented physicians, and they can work with you to put you on the right nutrients to counteract some of the side effects of your drugs. No, you can't go off all your drugs precipitously, but maybe, just maybe, you could lower your doses, taper off, and get the right kind of nutritional support. Okay, well, way to treat peanut allergies, a French company is developing a peanut patch. Sublingual drops, too dangerous. Shots, too dangerous to treat peanut allergy. But a French company is well along the way to developing a peanut patch, which you can apply, kids can apply it to their skin. And hopefully this will be available soon on the market to combat this potentially life-threatening condition. All right, thanks very much for joining us. And remember that this broadcast is but the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. Please support our sponsors and support us by going to drhoffman.com. And check out the Hoffman Center store, because lots of good products there at reasonable prices. And you can support intelligent medicine while enhancing your health at the same time. Have a great weekend. Go Mets. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.